方言祷告
To pray in tongues
是一个产生悟性的祷告
It's to produce a mindful prayer
就是在方言祷告能够正确的引导我们的悟性
So to pray in the tongues so that our mind may be led in the right direction
在我们祷告里面每一个环节悟性的祷告当中
SoIn every prayer that we do, to be mindful.
如果进入更深的祷告
if we get enter deeper into the prayer,
是从跟神灵里面祷告，神给我们的感动
It's from praying in the tongue to be in with the spirit of God that we are moved to pray.
所以保罗才提到，我用方言祷告，用悟性祷告
So that's why prayer that Paul said that he prays in tongue.Also, we pray his spirit. He also pray with his mind.
这个方言产生是悟性的祷告。
This tongue produces a prayer with the mind.
当我们每一次来到教会的时候，我们早祷会的时候，前面的一个方言祷告。
So when we come to the morning prayer meeting, there's always a praying tongue.
当我们提一样或两样或几样事工祷告的时候。
But when we pray about the ministry, one thing or two things.
神的灵一定会感动你知道怎么为这事情祷告
The spirit of God will move you to know what to pray for
除非我们的方言祷告是用我们的理性思想说我是为这个事情祷告
Unless our mind is active in prayers that we focus on praying one or two things
那我们的方言祷告是悟性有果效的祷告
But our praying tongue is to have a mindful prayer
祷告里面我们就从圣经里面很正确的教导我们
So we learn to pray correctly from the teachings in the Bible
因此呢我们在悟性的祷告里面如果比较弱的时候
So if we are weaker with prayers with our minds
我们一定要去恳求主帮助我们
We need to ask the Lord to help us
因为悟性祷告的情辞迫切祈求
Because the mindful prayer is to earnestly pray and seek
是让圣灵再一次浇灌我们的很重要的动力
It's a power for the Holy Spirit from the Holy Spirit to empower us
而这种原则是在圣经里面教导我们
This is from the principles in the Bible
我们看到耶稣基督讲到一个寡妇向一个不义的官情辞迫切
So we saw that Jesus spoke about a parable about a widow who went to the judge to seek justice
那么耶稣基督说难道我们的神不比这不义的官吗
So he said is our God more than this unrighteous judge
表示我们的情辞迫切的那个迫切感
So in other words and our earnestness
耶稣基督怎么讲神岂不将最好的什么圣灵赐给他的儿女吗
When he gave his bestgift of the Holy Spirit to his children
所以你的悟性祷告的情辞迫切是让圣灵再一次的降临下来
So your praying in tongue in earnestness is for the Holy Spirit to come upon you
圣经有一些原则是一定要遵守的
So some of the principles in the Bible we need to obey
那么这个告诉我们说这一个是一个方法
It tells us this is a method
是一个次序
It's an order
我们这样子 如何能够进入圣灵的膏抹
So how do we enter the anointing of the Holy Spirit
使我们的生命里面有能力
So that we have power in our lives
圣灵充满让我们看到初代的信徒他本来是软弱的
So when we look at the being filled with the Holy Spirit the early Christians they were weak
本来是血气的
They were flesh
却变成刚强
But they became strong
变成属灵
And became spiritual.
这是圣灵充满很重要的标记。
So this is a very important sign of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么这些都做什么呢
？So what all this is for?
完成神国度的计划。
It's to complete the kingdom, the plan of the kingdom.
不像现在的成功神学里面所讲的，就是要完成我个人的愿景。
So it's not talking about the schools of today that talk about how to complete your own success
圣经里面所讲的如果跟我们现代所想的有所差距的时候
So what the Bible teaches is different from what people being taught
我们一定要把我们的思想回到圣经里面的教导
We need to return our thinking to the teachings of the Bible
这样我们在看圣经里面的时候我们所领受的 会截然的不同。
So what we receive then will be definitely different.
但以理书第七章到第八章
And chapter 7 the book of Daniel to chapter 8
是蛮精彩的一章。
It's very colorful.
这个七章八章是讲到这个第二章跟第五章里面的一些内容的细部的述说。
So chapter 7 and 8 is going to detail of what chapter 2 and chapter 3 are mentioned.
但以理讲的这一个一二章这个章节跟那个当时的年代是交错的。
So what he talked about here in terms of chronological order is in cross reference to what was mentioned.
我们看到这个第五章第六章的时候已经怎么样搞改朝换代了。
So in chapter 5 and chapter 6 we saw that the kingdom has already been changed.
那么第七章跟第八章并不是改朝换代之后他才讲的。
So chapter 7, chapter 8, it's not after that the dynasty or the kingdom has been changed to a different person that he talked about this.
也表示呢，那个年代不是按着但以理书所讲的一二三章这样出来的。
So it shows us that this, it's not like in chronological order as in chapter numbers.
那么不管如何，在这一个第七章给我们看到神是历史的神。
So in chapter 7, it shows us God is the God who reigns in history.
在神的计划当中
in his plan,
在整个的世界里面世界都是神在做一个计划跟安排
So the whole world is in his plan and his arrangement
他掌管这个世代呢赐下永远的平安给我们
So he reigns in this generation but to give us eternal peace
我们特别看到但以理在末期的时候
We see Daniel in the end times
特别是路加福音第21章讲到了末期的日子
So especially what Luke chapter 21 talks about the end time.
这个末期呢，讲到的是什么呢？就是七十个七的最后一个阶段。
So the end time is being referred to as the last portion of the 70 times 70.
这个七十七的最后一个七中的一七。
So the last seven.
这七年有很多的解释。
There are many explanations of this last seven.
我们知道七在圣经里面代表的完全。
We know number seven represent completeness.
七代表神。计划的一部分
Seven represents part of God's plan
七代表真正的七年
Seven represents true 7 years
我们比较喜欢从正确的字义里面来看到七年
So we really like to see the seven from the, what the words mean in the context
因为过去呢都是以正确的数目不可能到后面里面七年变成一个经义
So before the numbers were all correct as in the real numbers so the last seven could not be just some kind of spiritual meaning only
神启示的话语是绝对的
what God reveals is absolute
是不会改变的
will not change
但领受的人呢
and those who receive
我们是一个属肉体的
we are of flesh
属血气的
and of blood
在迈进属灵的过程的当中
but through the being changed to spiritual
我们对神话语的绝对性判断上一定会有误差
So in our interpretation in, of the God, word of God, will not be absolute.
从这一章开始有讲到这一个四大的意象。
So here it talks about the four great visions.
第七章是第一个意象的开始。
Chapter 7 is the first vision.
第八章是第二个意象开始。
Chapter 8 is the second vision.
那么明天我们看到第九章跟第十章是第三个跟第四个意象。
So chapter 9, we'll see tomorrow chapter 9 and 10 are the third and fourth visions.
从第七章到十二章里面我们看到四个意象的产生。
So from chapter 7 to chapter 12, we see the four dreams or four visions.
那么这四个意象都关乎我们这一个世代里面的事情。
So all these four visions have to do with our generation.
但以理所讲的已经发生过了。
So what Daniel has spoken of already occurred.
当他在这一个看见这意象的时候事情还没发生
So when he saw these visions things have not happened yet
但是很快的就发生了
But later on quickly they came about
一个是两百年后一个是三百年后
One came 200 years the other one came 300 years
一一的就发生了这一个事情
So one by one all these things happened
我们看到两百年三百年一个帝国就只有两百年跟三百年
So we see that from these 200 and 300 years that the kingdom lasts no more than those.
寿数里面来看，哎呀，两百年、三百年，哎呀，好几个啊，好几代了。
So in the number of men, this seems like several generations.
在我们现在来看，几千年前 三千年前的两百年、三百年，很快就过去了。
So what we saw of previous eras of 2003 years quickly went by.
当我们在看整个的历史的时候，我们看见这些帝国一个一个的更换。
So when we look at the history, dynasty went and came and gone.
金的头吧，巴比伦最强的，没有一个人胜过他。
So the first head of Babylon was the strongest.
但是你知道吗？他在所有帝国里面的年份是最少。
Yet in terms of the length of the dynasty was the shortest.
越强壮，结果怎么样？它的年代持久越少。
The stronger the dynasty, shorter the period.
因为它越强壮的时候，我们看到尼布甲尼撒的骄傲。
Because in his strength, he was very proud in King Nebuchadnezzar.
我们看到他的孙子里面学他的时候呢，没有学到他的这个最后的谦卑，一样学到他的骄傲。
So we saw his descendant did not learn from his humility at the end, but rather his pride.
所以他的孙子当伯沙大王的时候呢，我们就看到他把圣殿里面的这个杯子拿出来用。
So we saw in his son, King Belshazzar used the articles, sacred articles, golden cups and silver cups from the temple.
包养那一些金造的偶像，他们巴比伦所造的偶像的神。
And they praised to the gods of idol of Babylon.
我们就看到整个的骄傲产生。神的手在皇宫里面来写字。
So we saw the hand of God revealed in the temple, in the palace of the king.
当我们看到他用自己的金像来炫耀自己的时候。
So when we saw that he used the idol of gold and silver to declare himself.
我们在第七章里面看到这一个但以理在看这异象的时候。
We saw that when Daniel was looking in the vision, chapter 7.
在第七章里面提到两次但以理心里。害怕，非常的不安。
So it mentioned twice that he was trembling, he had fear in his heart in Daniel.
我们看到但以理看到这个害怕不安的情况。
So when we found that Daniel had unrest or fear in his heart,
因为有许多的圣徒被杀。
He saw a lot of saints being killed or devoured, destroyed.
经历过被掳。
And Daniel was in captivity or exile.
所以他知道在被掳的过程的当中。曾攻破的时候不投降的人被击杀的人相当可怕。
So he saw what the hands of those people who did not surrender and the city was destroyed.
他自己经历过国破家亡。
So he experienced the shattering of the kingdom and nation and families.
现在在高位的时候，他看见第七章的这异象的时候，两次的惧怕战惊。
So when he saw this vision, he had twice.Being very afraid and also trembling.
第八章也一样提到他整个怎么样不能工作了。
So chapter 8 also talked about he was no longer able to do any work.
看到这异象又整个人瘫在那个地方。
That he was prostrate when he saw the vision.
很多人都是这征战。
A lot of people said this is the war.
不管如何，我们从但以理里面来看到圣经的一个总原则性。
So nevertheless, what we see from the book of Daniel is the general principle.
看到这些异象是神在警惕我。
To see this vision is God warning us.
也要有但以理那个心智。
We need to have the resolution or determination of Daniel.
惧怕战惊。
And to be fearful and trembling.
惧怕战惊什么呢
？About what?
就是国会破。
That the kingdom or the nation may be shattered.
家的代表现在的生活会灭亡。
The family preparing your current living or life may perish.
意思是什么呢
？Meaning，
当这个大灾难临到的时候
，When this great tribulation comes，
我们看到那一个第八章里面的四个角冒出一个小角的时候
，When we see this from the four horns， a smaller horn grew up。
圣经特别讲到他用双关语。
Here it says use a double,
也就是一手你欺骗人，一手怎么样用强烈的方法。
It means that using deception, both hands to deceive and the other one also to devour.
在这一个启示录里面，我们就看到圣徒都怎么样被迷惑了。
So we see in the book of Revelation that the saints were deceived.
耶稣基督在二十四章里面提到，他最担心的是迷惑。
So.Jesus himself said in chapter 4, Matthew 24 that he was afraid that the saints would be deceived.
让我们看到但以理 也是对这个迷惑又惧怕又战惊。
We saw Daniel also similarly was afraid and trembled about the deception of the saints.
意思就是说，如果对这个国度的盼望没有了
，meaning that if they do not have the hope of this kingdom,
转移了
，and they move away from it,
转移去听从那一个双关语的那一个兽的话语的时候
，and they listen to those with a double tongue with deceptions.
那么这个国度就转移了。
And this kingdom moved.
不再是神的国度了。
No more the kingdom of God.
我们追求的是怎么一个好像是神的国度。
So what we seek, it seems like it's the kingdom of God.
但却不是神的国度。
But it's not the kingdom of God.
这叫做双关语。
This is a double deception or double talking.
让你知道你好像在寻求一个这个神。
So that you know as if you are seeking this God.
其实在旧约里面我们就看到当这个列王的时候，这个耶伯罗安呢，这个就我们就看到呢，他怎么样？他这一个建造一个这一个啊，北国建造的一个几个敬拜的地方。
So we see in the Chronicles, that the Jeroboam built up a temple of altar worship in the north.
让这一个以色列人呢，不用回到耶路撒冷去。
So that the Israelites did not need to go return to Jerusalem to worship.
一样，你们可以敬拜神啊。
They said you can similarly worship God.
但是他敬拜的是什么呢
？But what they worship.It's a goat idols that they worship.
我们就看到圣经在生命记里面告诉我们说，在哪里设祭坛。
So the book of Deuteronomy told us that when you set, when you build an altar,
不能随便安祭坛的。
You cannot just set a well.
记得我们看到这一个这个啊，马拉西跟流便支派要回到这个约旦河以东的时候，只不过建立一个正坛，差点发生打架，有没有
？Remember the war that almost they had when that.The Manasseh and the Reubenites tried to build an altar on the east side of Jordan.
好意啊
they, Even though it was done in good will.
但是以色列人当时怎么样已经对神的律法怎么样已经不是很遵守
But at that time Israel really did not obey the laws of God anymore.
于是呢他们怎么样哎呀竟然有敬拜不用到以色列好啊就近嘛就近、啊、
They felt that oh since we have an altar we don't need to go to Israel. It's close enough anyway.
反正都是怎么样，都是教会嘛，就近。
They said, "All it's all church. There begins close."
都是有敬拜的地方嘛，就近。
It's also a place of worship. It's enough.
这一个也就是整个的北国陷入到一个这个祭偶像的一个开始。
This is how the northern kingdom fell into idol worship.
当时他们有耶和华的律法。
Even though they had the laws of the Lord.
当时他们还有先知。
They even had prophets.
当我们看到。却是怎么样没有办法挽救那个时代
But they were not able to save that generation
从这样子一个历史的教训里面我们会不会真的汲取那个教训
So from the lesson learned in that history would I be able to really truly receive this lesson
圣经给我们看到幕后的光景是悲观的
So what the Bible show us in the end time it's the vision is really
一本圣经在那个地方
Even though there's a Bible there
但是人却不愿意遵照神的话语
But men are not willing to obey the words of God.
人就是因为自己的利益
But because of for their own profit.
找一种安慰剂代替耶和华在那个地方敬拜
So they will find a sedative or things of comfort instead of worshiping the Lord.
当我们看到这四个小角里头
So when we see these four little horns.
这个四个小角从哪里来呢
Where these four horns came from.
四个角里面产生一个小角
So from these four horns grew a smaller horn.
四个角从哪里来呢
？Where these four horns came from?
这个四个角从希腊来。
These four horns came from Greece.
当亚历山大帝国的时候，我们就看见他死掉的时候呢，分成四个国王。
When Alexander the Great died, his empire was divided into four.
这四个国呢，后来怎么样变成了这一个罗马
？So these four nations eventually became Rome.
最后罗马分成东罗马跟西罗马
Then it became East Rome and West Rome
这正是第二章里面给我们看到的那一所金像
So this is what we see of this golden statue in second chapter
第二章、这个第二章第五章跟第七章第八章其实是在讲同样一件事情
Chapter 2, Chapter 5, Chapter 7 and 8 are actually talking about the same thing
只不过是在那一个动荡不安变化莫测的一个时代里面我们看到但以理是怎么样子的为国为民忧心
So we see how Daniel for his people and the nation try to help them in the times of trouble and war.
在那个时代，属灵的跟属血气的一种冲突。
We see the conflict between those of spiritual, those of flesh.
属神的跟属恶者的力量有一种很大的冲突。
That there's a great conflict between those who belong to God and those who belong to the wicked.
那么在这里面呢，我们看到但以理除了解说这些事情的时候，给我们看到他的灵性是什么。
So not only we see through the book that the Daniel explained these things, but also his spiritual nature.
他担心那一个世代的人都被迷惑了。
He was afraid of those in that generation being deceived.
就像耶稣基督24章所讲的，这个日子如果不停止。
Just like Jesus said in chapter 24, if these days were not cut short,
选民都被迷惑了。
And the church, even the saint may be deceived.
那一个原本被拣选的人。
And those people were originally chosen.
或是那一个本身自认为很有骄傲的一个以色列人叫做选民。
So those people who thought they are chosen and very proud like the Israelites.
一种是实体的以色列到时候怎么样也会被迷惑。
So the Israelites truly will be deceived at the end.
我们就看到那一个行毁坏的在圣殿当中。
We'll see this, the abomination that will be in the temple.
并且他怎么样他停止了所有的祭祀。
And he stopped all the sacrifices.
当然这个事情曾经发生过。
Of course this has happened before.
只不过呢那个末期还没来到。
Except that the end time has not arrived.
只发生过呢不代表结束了。
Just because it happened doesn't mean it's stopped.
因为那个末期还没来到这个事情还会再发生一次。
Because the end time had not come yet, that's why this will happen again.
所以我们看以色列复国了。
So we see that Israel was revived.
以色列成为现在很大的焦点。
So right now is a great focus in the world.
那么什么时候我们会有一个国大到起来可以安抚以色列？
So when are we going to see a nation so great it's going to be able to conquer Israel?
让以色列来听他。
And that Israel listen to it.
然后最后怎么样？把以色列啊这个灭。这个杀了很多人，而自己站在圣殿里头。
So that he now this nation also killed many, and then will set himself up in the temple in Jerusalem.
然后停止所有的祭祀。
And stop all the sacrifices.
现在犹太人还没有真正的在圣殿里面祭祀。
Right now, the Jews have not truly sacrificed in the temple yet.
从这个观点里面，我们看到耶路撒冷的圣殿一定会被重建。
So from this viewpoint, we know that the temple, holy temple in Jerusalem will be rebuilt.
先恢复起祭祀来。
But first, will the sacrifice be restored?
才有停止的这件事情。
Then it will be stopped.
这个世代我们怎么观看？
So how do we view in this generation?
纵然我们观看的非常准确，我们也看得到的时候。
Even though we look at very accurately and we can actually see it.
是不是我们在那个时候会非常警醒？
So we would be very watchful during this time.
这是但以理所惧怕所害怕的。
This is what Daniel was afraid of, what he feared.
担忧害怕的事情。
He was worried and feared.
不是他看到了这些太残酷的结果在那个地方啊担心害怕。
It's not because he saw these cruel things that he was trembling and feared.
他担心害怕的是什么？
What was he worried about?
就是基督徒他不再以基督为主了。
That no, the Christians were no longer set the Lord as the Lord.
他以自己的想法为主了。
He set his own thinking as the Lord.
敬拜已经不按照圣经的方式了。
And you will not worship according to the ways in the Bible.
我们敬拜是以我们自己喜欢的方式了。
And then we will worship according to our pleasures.
这个是两次，第八章也一样有提到但以理的战惊跟害怕。
So he had mentioned twice the fear and trembling of Daniel here in chapter 8.
因此我们看到这一个小角里面，从这个四个国里面呢，四个角里面冒出来。
So that's why we see this small horn will grow up these four horns.
这个有很多的揣测里面讲到整个欧洲的国家里头。
So a lot of guessing here. They think that these are talking about the European countries.
有人可能提到美国这个地方。
And some people even talk about the United States.
美国是一个移民的国家。
Because the United States is a country of immigrants.
所有的人种都会聚集到美国。
So all kinds of people will come to the United States.
所以很多的人种在这个地方。
So many races are in the United States.
那么可能当时这个国家非常的这个强盛的时候，在美国里面选出一个人出来。
Maybe when these countries are very strong, in the United States, they will choose somebody.
一个总统很有政治手腕。
So that this president will have a great political shrewdness.
能解决欧洲国家的问题。
Can solve the problem of European Commonwealth.
但是本身美国这个地区呢？
But the United States itself.
啊，这个呢，军事的力量已经都在海外。
And its military minds are all overseas.
再来加上美国的天灾。
And plus all the disasters in the United States.
再加上被体的人数。
And also the number to be raptured.
美国就不成果了。
The United States will no longer be.
这个领袖还在。
But this leader will still be around.
受人敬仰。
Will be revered by everyone.
解决欧洲的问题。
And solve the problem in Europe.
这是一种讲法。
This is just one explanation.
第二种讲法。
The second explanation.
欧洲里面兴起了一个怎么样？政治强人。
That in Europe there arise a political
带领整个欧洲。
And this person leader will lead Europe.
但他的军队里面还是稍微薄弱。
But his military mind is still kind of weak.
结果美国怎么样？靠行于这个啊，这个啊，欧洲里面。
And the United States will go to Europe.
因为大部分的美国人从欧洲里面移民过来的不少。
Because there are many that immigrated to the United States from Europe.
那么在欧洲里面这个强人当中是谁呢？大家又在算。
So how about this person who's going to rise up in Europe? People are counting.
不管是美国也好，不管是这个欧洲也好。
Whether he rises from the United States or from Europe.
大家都知道这个人的名字是666。
Everybody knows that his number is 666.
那么最近我们看到欧债的问题。
Now we see the debts in Europe, the problem of the debts in Europe right now.
本来已经不是被那么重视的一个国家叫做希腊又跑出来了。
So a country, Greece.That was not really regarded so greatly. Now, also pop up.
曾经是封在那个世代里面是亚历山大是一个非常有名的这个君王。
So, Greece was known for Alexander the Great, who was a great king that ruled.
版图跨过欧亚非。
So able to cross the continents to Asia.
是一个非常大的帝国。
It was a very big empire.
啊，慢慢萎缩萎缩。
And gradually.Deteriorated or
将近没有了。
To the point almost none.
曾经也被罗马统治。
And also was ruled by Romans.
到了这个二战之后才开始又起来。
It's not until the Second World War that Greece rose again.
那还记得圣经里面有提过一个受过死伤的人又复活吗？
Remember that in the Bible we talk about the one that was struck dead but also was restored.
我们也想到这个不是一个人，只是一个地方性的。
We think that it's not just a person, it could be a region.
希腊他曾经受过怎么样被统治灭亡了，但是怎么样也又起来了。
We saw that Greece was defeated and destroyed, but also rose again.
但起来不大。
But it's not great.
在欧洲里面，希腊现在欧债危机里面，已经快怎么快破产了。
But in Europe right now, the country of Greece almost is bankrupt.
小脚。
It's a small horn.
因为呢。这个四个角是从希腊来
，because all the four horns came from Greece。
冒出这个小角也跟希腊可能有连带关系。
This a small horn that grew up may have something to do with Greece also。
这个很合乎圣经，它到底是不是呢
？Even though it seems to match the Bible, but is it true or not？
蛮扑朔迷离的。
This is just a riddle。
诸位看官就看看吧，这个世代怎么样进行
？So as we see the generation evolves, we will see。
我们可以从圣经里面慢慢看出一些端倪。
But from the Bible, we can see some of these things that may happen.
圣经把这一些话语放出来。
So the Bible revealed these words.
要我们告诉我们说，我们要晓得，我们要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
So that we need to be careful and pray, be watchful not to be deceived.
因为在那个世代里面，大家都这么样。
Because in that generation, everybody was like that.
教会也这样。
And the church was the same.
所以呢，很多的信徒呢，就怎么样，也不好好的阅读神的话语。
A lot of believers don't read the word of God well.
结果就进入了那个迷惑里头。
So they enter the deception.
这个世代里面有太多的迷惑。
In this generation, there are so many deceptions.
很多人在这个世代里面看到所谓的大淫妇。
So we see it in this. A lot of people see in this generation the great prostitute.
也就是宗教的联合。
It's also the connection with the religions.
宗教的联合是谁提倡的呢
？So who is doing this religion association?
很可惜是罗马天主教。
Unfortunately, it's a Roman Catholic.
这样子一个联合
，It's unity they call it.
预期到说这个罗马天主教以后成为一个大淫妇的影子。
So unfortunately, the Roman Catholic will also become part of the great prostitute.
慢慢变为实体。
From just a shadow, it become the reality.
欧洲里面有多少的这一个啊，这一个天主教城
？So in Europe, how many Catholic are around?
看起来现在好像已经衰败。
Even though look like they are in deterioration.
只剩下意大利旁边的一个梵蒂冈。
Just like only a Vatican left in Rome.
但你不要忘了，每一次教宗出来讲话的时候。
Don't forget every time when the Pope comes out to speak.
全世界所有天主教徒的这个枢机主教都是从梵蒂冈派出来的。
And all those of the Pope of the bishops who are sent by the Pope.
那当然除了共产国家中共以外。
So except for the communist countries.
啊，他们自己派自己，为什么要你梵蒂冈来派？
So when they send their bishops over, they said, "Why do you need to send your people over?"
几年的经济下来的时候
，And after years of economy,
开始中国发现到，哎呦，这么小的一个弹丸之地，竟然就这么大的影响力。
That they realized that such a small place like Vatican has such an influence.
那么当这一个发现到说这个跟经济有关的时候
，When they realized has to do with economy,
你看哪一个国家会不低头
？And see which country would not kowtow to it.
跟他的整个的政治性有关的时候，怎么会不低头
？When it has to do with their politics, why would the nations but kowtow to it?
在中国，只有部分的少数民族可以这一个土葬。
So in China, only small minority can have a burial.
其中有一个比较特殊的少数民族叫回族。
There is a tribe called Hui tribe.
啊，这个族呢，最只能他能够土葬
，so only they can have the burial。
那么这个就是告诉我们怎么样，他低头了
，so means that they kowtow。
因此呢，我们就看到这个事件呢，会造成很多国家的影响。
So we see that this will affect many countries。
什么事件呢？政治跟经济的事件。
Basically, it has to do with politics and economy。
那我们看到整个欧洲、整个中国、整个这个苏联。都已经渐渐的复苏。
We can see that Europe and Russia and China started to be.
圣经给我们看到的这三大这个东方、西北方跟南方已经开始渐渐起来。
So we see that just like the Bible says, the East, North, and the South started to be aligned.
意思那个
the Bible's
大罪人基督已经快要出现了。
We know that the great Antichrist is going to appear soon.
以前认为的出现呢，都不过是影子。
So we thought to be appearance was only a shadow.
因为南方、北方、东方都还没有成气候。
Because the north, south, and east really have not risen yet.
当时只有尼布甲尼撒这个金像成气候而已。
So only the statues of King Nebuchadnezzar really was.Has appeared.
那么我们看到整个的东罗马、西罗马现在的分离，现在成为现在的欧洲。
So we see that what used to be the East Roman Empire and West Roman Empire now just became Europe.
不是全部了，是部分了。
Of course, not completely, but parts.
这一个呢，给我们看到说，南方的气候已经成熟。
We see that the climate in the south is about ripe.
有人讲南方王是指美国，有人讲南方王是指欧洲。
Some people said that the king of the South is United States. Some said it's Europe.
这一些呢，我们都可以慢慢去看。
We can gradually look at it.
那重点在哪里
？But what's the main point?
重点我们放在整个丹尼看见这个时候他的担忧跟惧怕。
But the main point is when Daniel saw this, he had great fear and trembling.
这正是我们应该要担忧跟惧怕的。
This is what we need to be fearful and tremble.
有一天我们的信仰会不会因为我们利益的关系而转移了国度的焦点。
So one day our faith be turned from the kingdom because the prophets
以宗教的大发热心以为是进入宰门。
So we think that by having great zeal for religion, we actually going into
结果成为一个怎么样？那一个宽大的门。
We thought we are entering the small gate, but we are entering the wide gate.
这一个是但以理。所担忧的
This is what Daniel worry about.
也正是在这个末后时代你我应该要警惕的
So in the end times you and I need to be watchful
很多的这个事件都已经发生过
A lot of things already happened before
这告诉我们说神所写的告诉我们的历史呢都是没有错误
So it tells what God's written about the history is true.
那个熊里面呢，啊，咬了三根肋骨。
So that the bear tore three ribs.
跨坐。
And said.
这就是马代波斯。
This is a Mede and Persia.
这个跨坐表示什么？政经不平衡。
Meaning that there is no balance.
的确，它是不很不平衡。
Of course, truly they were not balanced.
那么这个就是马代波斯。
Let's talk about Media and Persia.
整个事件都已经发生再发生了。
Things already happened and happened again.
那我们看到神的手在这个历史工作。
We see God's hand in the history.
那我们应该担忧的是我们在这个末后的世代里。
So what we need to worry about is in the end times.
很多的教义使我们呢离开了神原本真实的教导。
So a lot of teaching make us depart from God's original teaching.
但我们为了觉得有果效我们就尝试。
So because of we think that is effective, we try to taste or try it.
也没有想到说神是忌邪的神。
We forget that God is a jealous God.
什么叫做忌邪的神？
What does it mean? He's a jealous God.
忌偶像之物，你们怎么能吃呢？
So how can you eat the food, sacrifice to idols?
这叫做忌邪的神。
That's the God of jealousy.
其他宗教在做的工作。
And all the works of the religions.
你怎么可以去做呢？
How come you can do those too?
以前我们可以献祭烧香，因为这一个怎么样已经混淆了，而且这个新约的时代，耶稣基督一切的献上，我们就再也不用烧香了。
So because of the confusion from the traditions, people used to make.
我们再也不用杀猪宰羊放在那个地方。
And Jesus came so that no longer incense is needed. So, but people still using.A sacrifice of pigs to make offerings.
因为耶稣基督一次的献上就永远的献上。
Because of his sacrifice was done once for all.
但是呢，我们竟然再一次的把这一些旧的东西再一次的拿出来。
But we still bring out the old stuff.
我们不知道会不会哪一天教会前面放了这一个金香炉在那个地方。
I don't know. One day there will be a golden cup in front of the church.
还放个洗濯盆，让我们大家洗洗手。
Or maybe there's a washing basin for us to wash our hands.
不要笑，我告诉你，现在以色列疯得很厉害。
I'm not joking. Right now, the people are very crazy about Israel.
我们要回到的是精义。
What we need to do is return to the spiritual meaning.
不是用那种意识呢来代替。
It's not use a meaning to substitute.
那么是不是等哪一天这个耶路撒冷的圣殿被建造起来了以后？
Maybe until the day when the temple in Jerusalem is restored.
以色列人恢复献燔祭的时候。
When the Israelites have returned to burn sacrifices.
基督徒也傻乎乎的去跟人家献燔祭。
And the Christians also will go there to make burnt offerings.
你不要觉得不可能。
Don't think it's impossible.
我觉得非常的可能。
I think it's very possible.
看到现在大家以色列疯成这样。
So we see that people are crazy about Israel to this point now.
特别是怎么样从以色列买一些回来这个以色列的产品。
A lot of people buy things from Israel.
有时候我在想
I think about these things.
这个跟去印度教里面去买一些这个说是到西藏去买一些妖灵有什么差别呢？
How is it different from people in India who go to Hindu or places to buy relics?
请问这个犹太教里面的耶和华
Let me ask you, the Jehovah in Judaism
跟圣经里面原始的耶和华是不是已经有背离了呢？
Is it seen as the Lord in the Bible?
当耶稣基督的时代神的话语已经不在圣殿却是在旷野的时候
When the word of God in Jesus' time no longer in the temple but in the desert
你想他们恢复祭祀那个只不过是一个怎么样神告诉他们会怎么样这样的回来
So what they were doing was just GodTelling them that they would return.
因为他们抓住了那一个律法里面的那个教条。
Because they only grab onto the regulations of the law.
他们却不悔改归向耶稣。
But they would not repent and turn to Jesus.
直到他们眼睛明亮的时候。
Until their eyes are enlightened.
所以犹太人的一些祭祀，我们真的不要去学。
So a lot of their ceremonial things which do not learn from them.
除了耶稣基督所教导的这些以外。
Except for the things that Jesus taught us.
这才是真正我们要去认识的。
This is what we really need to know.
愿神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
让我们从你的话语里面知道
From your words that we understand
你要我们所敬拜的
What we want us to make
你要我们向你亲近的
How to draw near you
不是用一个有形的物体
It's not use our object
乃是我们用心灵跟诚实
But in spirit and truth
透过真理让我们的心灵与你相交
That through truth that we may be
使我们的生命里面提升
And our life may be raised.
再也不用靠着有形的物体。
We don't use a form or object.
主啊，求主你帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
按着你的真道，让我们归回到你的面前。
That we return to you through your truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.